This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, you in the market for a wide receiver? Might have one for you. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. That'd be Devontae Adams, who looks like he's heading towards a split between himself and the Raiders. Kind of felt like a little drip, 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 Perloff, and now the bathtub is full on this one. And to his credit, though, it was never Adams who was really the person out there asking for a trade. He was still playing hard. He was still doing all the things you want a teammate to do up until very recently when his head coach literally this week liked an Instagram post that questioned whether or not he had played his last snap as a Raider. And now reportedly Devontae Adams is asking for a trade and the Raiders are into it.
You're saying Devontae Adams never sent out any signals, public signals, that he was dissatisfied? He did say that. Well, there was a documentary where he let it out there that he thought the quarterback was getting him killed. Right. Also, too, he was doing some things on the sidelines this year. I'm not sure he was under the radar with his displeasure with the franchise. So you say give him credit for not saying anything. Like, he's sort of been hinting at this. I'm sure he's rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Okay, well, here's where I'm giving him credit for, and yeah. I'm not blaming him at all for this divorce, impending divorce. Why I'm not. He came to the Raiders for a few reasons, but number one, that he wanted to play with Derek Carr, right? That was his former college teammate. He ends up playing for a coach that's an absolute disaster in Josh McDaniels, and that's the offensive guy. So this was terrible. He needed to be fired. They end up with a quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo, who he says is going to get him killed, right? And Aiden O'Connell is the backup, so he's not all of a sudden not playing with his friend, and the reason why he came, and the other two quarterbacks stink, or Jimmy was just done at that point. And he still endorsed Antonio Pierce to take the interim tag off and be the head coach. And he was the one who said, I'm not trying to jump from team to team to team. I'm not out here trying to put my business out there like that. Whatever was going on behind the scenes, I don't know. But publicly, I thought he was saying the right things. Now, he was on this show called Wide Receiver. It was on Netflix. And that's where we knew he was like getting hurt and he felt like he was going to die out there. That's all the stuff he said. He's not Omaha Productions. He's not Peyton Manning. He doesn't have final cut and final say over this. He said things
Come on. He knew the camera was right in front of him.
Okay, but he doesn't know what they're going to use, right?
Well, he said this stuff knowing that they very well could use it.
It also could have just been the truth.
Yeah, it definitely was the truth. I mean, first of all, right, you don't even need all the drama. Common sense is he's a 31-year-old receiver on a losing team who wants to get in the Hall of Fame. Of course he wants to get off this team. This team needs to rebuild. The timeline is off between him and the team.
Okay, but who actually did the action that caused us to get to where we are today? And that's his head coach, Antonio Pierce. Was liking the Instagram
post. That's where you and I disagree. No. Devontae Adams, first of all, you could say the documentary was the action. You could say, you really think this, like, that was just... Maybe that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
But you can't say this is Antonio Pierce's fault.
I mean, I, I think it is, unless Antonio Pierce wanted to push this action, unless the organization wanted to push Devontae Adams to ask for a trade, so they don't look, the team doesn't look like the bad guy, and they get something for Adams because this is basically the last year of any guaranteed money for him. Now, what they should have done is trade him in the offseason when you really would have had 31 other teams in the mix, and you probably could have gotten more draft compensation, but they didn't do that. So now here we are. And you think that there's an obvious answer of where he should go.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think if you look at the list out there on the internet, one team is on all of them, and that's the New York Jets to reunite with Aaron Rodgers. I think it makes a lot of sense because he knows the offense from Green Bay, specifically exactly how Nathaniel Hackett calls it. He knows the route trees. This is a team that desperately needs offensive help. I think Rodgers is not totally comfortable with Garrett Wilson. That's very clear. Garrett Wilson's tremendous, but what if, for whatever reason, the chemistry's not there yet. So I think Devontae Adams helps everybody there. And let's face it, the Jets are 2-2. There's a little bit of desperation right now. They have to go as all in as they can. What do they care if they could do a third-round pick? People are talking about Hassan Reddick in the trade, too, which Hassan Reddick has not reported, the defensive end. I'm not sure the Raiders need Hassan Reddick headache either, but it just makes so much sense for the Jets to be aggressive here.
It does. All the reasons you say make a lot of sense, but I think there's another team out there that may overpay, just like the Jets may overpay, for Devontae Adams, and that's the New Orleans Saints. We talked about why did he leave Green Bay? Why leave Aaron Rodgers in the first place? Only for a very special relationship, and that's with Derek Carr, his former college teammate. They never got a chance to really get it going, right? Because the team, the Raiders, gave up on Derek Carr, and now he's with New Orleans. And by the way, now New Orleans is off to this really cool and maybe unexpected start.
They're 2-2.
Nobody knew if they were even going to sniff the playoffs. This is at least fun.
They've been around 500 for about 11 years.
I thought their coach was in the hot seat, so just like Robert Saleh. I know, so there's a lot.
And by the way, they're 2-2 probably because he made some mistakes.
You're just talking about desperate teams.
Yeah, no, I know.
And I'm giving you one in the Saints. It's a very similar situation to the Jets. Everyone's getting fired there, by the way, most likely, if they don't make the playoffs.
I think the strength of your argument is the Derek Carr relationship.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure the Saints need him necessarily. I love Olave. He's fantastic if he can get healthy.
Yeah.
He did played really well last week. And Rashid Shaheed was a breakout star early in the season. So I'm just not totally sure that's the team that needs him most. There are other teams that need receivers. Your Bills need a receiver, probably. The Chiefs desperately need a receiver. They might not trade in division. The Chargers need a receiver. My Eagles are, I guarantee they're calling them.
I mean, how much more, if you're the Eagles, are you going to invest in the wide receiver? You're paying A.J. Brown. You're paying Devontae Smith.
Those guys aren't on the field.
I get it, but it's just a salary cap allocation, even if it's just for this year.
They just traded for Jahan Dotson. Don't remember that, too.
He makes nothing.
Don't forget. But he was a former first round. They gave him a third round pick for him. So you're right. But I think they keep on investing. Dallas needs him. Washington could use a receiver. You go around the league. The Rams have serious, if the Rams want to try and make the playoffs, they desperately need some receiver help. You go around the, let's see, EJ mentioned the Jags. There's so many teams you can use Devontae Adams. I don't buy the Ravens, actually. If I'm the Ravens, I run down everyone's throat. The Steelers.
And we haven't even mentioned the Cowboys. Again, this is why all 31 teams, I think, are huddling today. If they haven't already been calling behind the scenes, today's the day where you get serious about it. All right, what are we doing? What's our plan? Does this make sense? Because it'd just be a one-year rental. See, the one-year rental thing, that means I want to get this done right now. And I understand why this is the time, because you have about a month before the trade deadline. Nico reminded me that the NFL trade deadline and election day are the same day. So circle your calendars for that one.
One thing is,
what do you think is going to cause more fireworks?
He gets cheaper as the season goes along. You might wait on that one. That's why I think he's got to go to a system that he knows. So he got it. And you say that the Clint Kubiak system is the same. But I mean, I literally think it'd be better if he played for a coach who's coached him. And there are a bunch around the NFL. A lot of Packers guys float around.
855-212-4227. If you want to weigh in on Devontae Adams, both from the Raider side of this, about how this go wrong, who do you blame? Why is Antonio Pierce out here liking Instagram posts like this anyway?
Why is he liking any Instagram posts? Why is he scrolling on Instagram? He's a coach.
Nothing good ever happens when anyone's on social media. Can we just maybe make that clear? And then secondly, where do you want Devontae Adams to go? And if it's your team, why your team? 855-212-4227. 4227. We also have the great debate going on today. We do this every Wednesday, something kind of loosely based on the news. And today's great debate is, who is the greatest hustle athlete of all time? Obviously, as they send up to Pete Rose, who passed away this week, Charlie Hustle himself. Who is the greatest hustle athlete of all time? KJ is in Milwaukee, has one for us. Good morning, KJ.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'm going to, I have a two-prong answer, and I have a little bit of a pushback on your colleague's response to the hustle question.
Okay.
I think, he said that, you know, the guys that have the talent, you know, they're not necessarily supposed to be in that category.
Right. Can you be an all-time great player and also be a hustle player is what we asked.
Yeah, absolutely, because there have been a lot of great players with a lot of talent that did not go the extra mile, if you will, to perform on the field and be the hustle guy. My guy would be Lawrence Taylor. That guy was unbelievable. Every play. I mean, he came out of nowhere on some of those plays that he made on the field. And the other part that I have is for Davante Adams, I think the obvious response answer would be the Jets.
Yeah.
Because of his prior relationship with Rodgers. But I would say the Kansas City Chiefs would probably be right there at the top.
I know, but KJ, I don't think the Raiders are going to trade with the Chiefs. I know there's some teams that trade within the division, and thank you so much for the phone call. I think there's legit rivalry stuff there, and I don't think, even if Kansas City was offering like a third, maybe a second, but I still don't think so.
You could make an argument that it weakens the Chiefs a little bit to give up. If the Chiefs really give up a second-round pick, I think the Raiders would consider it. Because you'd say, oh, okay, this is a one-year deal. Devontae's not going to be there. Weakens the Chiefs in the future to do this deal.
Yeah, but it's a second-round pick that's going to be more like a third-round pick because the Chiefs are so good. So it's going to be the very end of the second round.
Probably, but they know that Devontae in Kansas City is not going to be a long-term thing because Devontae's money goes off the books after this year. You could at least make an argument. These teams, the Eagles and the Cowboys traded, like a lot of teams are young GMs. I've seen people say do not care about that at all.
Well, who's got the young GM? Tom Telesco Tom Telesco and Brett Veach? I don't think so.
Well, yeah, I saw something about it. It was Ryan Poles could care less what division you're in when he makes a trade. I remember the Eagles traded my guy, Donovan McNabb, to Washington. I thought that was weird, but it worked out great.
Well, if the Raiders he was at the end.
Yeah, but if the Raiders think they can get one over on here, maybe it's a good idea.
I don't see that. Mike is in Syracuse. Mike, who is the greatest hustle athlete of all time?
Well, for me, I got to go with the stick and puck guys. Undrafted, undersized, finally gets a chance, gets a Stanley Cup.
Yep.
Current head coach of the Montreal Canadiens, Hall of Famer Marty St. Louis.
Yeah, you're right. Where'd he go? UVM or something? Like he was, what he got out of his career, Mike, unreal. Thank you for that. And, you know, we didn't talk about the second part of this, which do hustle guys make great coaches and great managers?
Interesting question. Probably. That grit. But if you're going to do hockey, I would think you want to do like a goon or a tough guy or somebody who was out there who had no talent whatsoever but just went for it. That's to me. Like,
you can't say no talent whatsoever. I mean, they make it to the NHL, you're going to have some talent.
Oh,
I think Martin St. Louis is a great option.
I would go with one of the tough guys who just was out there to bruise people. Just had, you know, it's just all heart,
but,
all grit.
Oh, like a Ty Domi? That's a different category. That's goons.
For some reason, Marty McSorley was in my head. Okay.
Brian Leach.
Yeah, I always do Marty McSorley hustled as well. I mean, he's an all-time great.
Chris is in California. Chris, the greatest hustle player of all time, in your opinion, is who?
Hey, guys, thanks for the call. I'm surprised the Philly fan wouldn't bring him up, but I would say Hunter Pence. The guy didn't sprint out a ground ball.
Mm.
Sprinted onto the field every time. He was the definition of hustle.
Yeah.
At least the way you're taught as a kid.
I'll just push back. He was a phenom, too, though. He was a generational player. So I don't know. I'm not sure. He might be too talented in my mind. Although you're right. He was definitely like that.
Yeah.
I see. Sure. This is where Prof and I are always going to disagree. I don't think it's possible to be too talented to be a hustle player. Chris, thank you so much for the call. I don't think it's I don't think that's possible. I think your greatest players can also be your hustle players. It's like a rectangle can also be a square type thing, you know? Sorry, square can also be a rectangle.
There's definitely a line. And I feel like when you talked about Brady and LeBron, I felt like that was the line. I don't feel like Hunter Pence
is not the line.
Because we're saying, I mean, Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle, I mean, he's an MVP. Like, I mean, he was a great player. Like, you know, I don't want to, you know, like, kind of lessen how great a player he was in the talent he had. So, like, I think there's some line there where it goes. I don't think that Brady and LeBron meet that, but I think Hunter Pence would. I don't know.
I think Hunter Pence is a great option. I get what the other caller was talking about with Lawrence Taylor. Now that his motor,
oh, see that
his motor was a
that I don't agree with at all.
Coming from Lawrence a lot Taylor, of different places.
I mean, when you think of Lawrence Taylor, like he's also in the, how can you be in the hustle category and the wasted talent category? He definitely threw away a lot of the latter part of his career.
Right, but I mean, okay, yes, because of the
also,
drugs, you can say that.
He's just the wildly talented. I mean, he was, Kim coming off the edge was like a hurricane. That wasn't like hustle. He was just so fast for a man his size. It was incredible.
Mike is in California, wants to talk about Davante Adams. We're doing two things here today. One, the greatest hustle player of all time, and two, where should Davante Adams go if he and the Raiders are headed for a divorce? Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Mike, I'm surprised you wouldn't go with one of your Saints for this.
No, you know what? Because the problem with the Saints is the same reason why I don't think he should go to the Jets.
What's that?
The Saints and the Jets' problems right now is offensive line. So if you're not fixing the offensive line and you're not curing that problem, putting another weapon on the field doesn't give them more time in the pocket, doesn't give them more time to scramble out of it, doesn't fix the issue that they're both having. So I think he should go to – I kind of agree with Perloff. I think he should go to either the Bills, or he should go to the Rams. Because they're both in a position to move now. They both have good offensive lines. They both have a potential for a run game. They're missing that vertical threat. They're missing the downfield aspect of the game.
But is it too late for the Rams? Mike, is it too late for the Rams already? Like, is this a lost season?
I don't think so, because, I mean, we're not thinking it's a lost season for Cincinnati yet. So I don't see how you would say that, because, I mean, honestly, if they had those weapons, would they have had the losses that they've already racked up?
Right, right.
I don't think they would have. And as far as you guys' greatest hustle, I don't know if it's been said yet, but I think, I know you're coming from Perloff, but I think the question has to be in place, would they have been as great as they were, that talent been as executed as well as it was, if it wasn't for what they also did off the field? And so I don't know if he's been said yet, but Jerry Rice, his off-season workout regimen and everything he would do off-season, I think prolonged his career, kind of like Tom Brady, prolonged their career for an extra 4, 5, maybe 6 years that allowed them to set all the records that they set that they may not have been able to do if they hadn't put so much into it off the field.
Yeah, but I'm not putting Jerry Rice on a hustle list. I'm putting him on the coolest, awesomest athletes of all time. I don't know.
He can be on both. He was unheralded.
Jerry Rice is not a hustle guy, though. Like, he is a smooth operator.
Hold on. You listen to athletes that would go work out with Jerry Rice in the offseason, brand new young kids. They're like, nope, can't do it. I can't keep up with him.
I know all that, but it just doesn't feel right for me. I feel like, yeah, he might be a great hustler, but like, when you think of Jerry Rice, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Goat.
Just immaculate talent. I mean, yeah.
Mike, thank you so much. We'll have to get the recipes another time. Mike's amazing chef who always brings some really cool barbecue and other menu options. But we have to take a quick break because Jeff Francoeur is going to join us next to talk a little MLB playoffs. We'll do that. It's Maggie and Perloff, Infinity Sports Network. MLB playoffs in full swing. It's been exciting. Especially around here, got a lot of Mets fans, got a lot of Phillies fans, got a lot of everything, Yankee fans, the whole deal. Let's get into what we've seen so far with someone who's got quite a bit of postseason experience and experience in general. That's Jeff Francoeur. You know, 12 years in the majors, won a gold glove, now an analyst for TBS, also joining us on behalf of Pure Athlete, which is a cool platform and podcast for parents and coaches and the next generation of athletes to navigate this culture of youth sports, which we're really into around here. Jeff, thanks so much for the time today.
Thank y'all for having me. I love this time of year. You got playoff baseball, you got college football in full swing in the NFL. It's October's the best.
No doubt.
Jeff, you're wearing a hat with a big P on it, and could be Pirates, could be Phillies, could be Pure Athlete. What does that P stand for?
You know, it's funny. It's not. It's Puma Golf, man. My my little guy loves Ricky Fowler. So we rocked the Ricky Fowler Puma Golf.
Oh, that's a. Oh, I should have known that. Okay.
Well, I was just.
I will tell you this though. All the Pirates fans. Whenever I do see someone, they're like, "Is that for the Pirates?" I'm like, "Sorry, guys." No.
If you're watching us, YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet, Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, and on X at Maggie Gray, at Maggie and Pearl. If you want to see Jeff Francoeur's cool Puma Golf hat, the pure athlete stuff. You know, before we get into the baseball. We're having this discussion today. Every Wednesday, we do something called The Great Debate. And today, in honor of Pete Rose, and obviously he passed away earlier this week, we're asking, who's the greatest hustle athlete of all time? Now, you yourself were a hustle athlete, Jeff, and you played with and against tons of guys we would consider hustle guys. Who, in your opinion, is the great hustle athlete?
You know, I mean, look, Pete Rose, when you look at what he did, incredible. But a guy that I played with that I tell people all the time, Alex Gordon with the Kansas City Royals, if you remember, had a great career there. I mean, this guy was dirty every single game. You know, he sweated profusely, man. We used to – he would wear the same hat all year. And you can imagine playing some of those hot games – we actually gave him his own case on the plane because guys were sick of their hats smelling like his. So we put his hat in its own case. But I used to always say, man, he played the game the right way, you know, went all the time. And for me in football, man, I loved just because I'm a football guy too. Bo Jackson, just watching him run the ball every time. Like he ran the ball every single time. Like that was the last carry he was ever going to have.
Jeff, I argue that you can't be too talented and be a hustle guy. So say there was a guy who came on your team who was a first-round pick. Don't you think of that guy as the talent guy and not the hustle guy? Were there some guys who just had both?
You know what? It's funny. You know, there are, but I give examples of like Chase Utley. Think about him, man. He was like a superstar in Philly. He's the only guy I ever saw that ran hard to first base every time. Like, I would even ask him sometimes, like just on a ground ball to the pitcher, you know, you bust it down there. And he'd always say, my dad told me you can always hustle. You can always run no matter how bad you're doing. And so, you know, Chase Utley is a perfect example of that, though. He's a talent guy, but he also played hard.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Alex Gordon. We let it slide. Now you mentioned Chase Utley. Got a lot of Mets fans here, Jeff. We might just have to end the interview. who's next, Chipper? No, Jeff Francoeur joining us. You can watch him on TBS. And obviously you played for the Mets, too. You can watch it on TBS. Pure Athlete, which we'll get into in a second, which is great for all the sports parents out there and athletes. And we'll talk about that. Because we know we have a lot of those people in our audience. Let's talk about the playoffs for a second. Perloff is all worried because his Philadelphia Phillies are just sitting around right now and watching. How do you keep yourself ready? How do you stay ready when you're in this rhythm of playing every day and now all of a sudden it stops while you wait to see who your opponent's going to be?
You know, so funny. We did the Phillies on TBS 2 or 3 weeks ago. And we were talking to Rob Thompson and he said, that's my one worry. He's like, I've talked to Brian Snitker with the Braves for 2 years. I've talked to Dave Roberts for 2 years, and there's no easy way to do it. I will just go ahead and tell you that when hitters don't hit for 5-6 days, it is difficult. It is not easy to necessarily get your timing back 100%. But with that being said, I do know this. When you have Zach Wheeler throwing game one, I feel very confident that you're going to be just fine. Look, you know what? I think the Mets and Phillies would actually be an incredible series. The Mets are playing with a lot of confidence right now. You know, for a lot of the Mets fans that are on here, you know, I tell people all the time, if Stevie Cohen will let David Stearns run this team and let him do his thing, this is a team that's set to be good for a long, long time. I actually love it. You know, I played for obviously the Braves the longest, but between being a Philly too, being a Met, I think it is absolutely great for baseball and great for this division when all three teams are relevant and good because, I mean, it makes it so much more compelling. You know, in what world would you ever think that the Mets and Braves would pop champagne on the same day and actually shake hands out at the middle of the field? I never thought I would see that. I can tell you that.
But, Jeff, how do the Mets and the Braves have the energy celebrating on Monday and playing on Tuesday? I know we're talking about you don't want to sit around as a hitter, but I have no idea how the Mets came out with energy, but they did on Tuesday.
Let me tell you, this is what I tell people this. This is what I'm removed now for 6 years, but this is what baseball players do. They're used to getting in somewhere at 1-2 in the morning, getting 8 hours of sleep, maybe hungover, let's be honest, for some of them. And you get the ability to get up and you play that night. I mean, that's just what baseball players do. And so that does not surprise me that the Mets took that momentum and went straight in there the next night. You know, for the Braves guys, first of all, Michael King was incredible last night. I mean, he was absolutely filthy, but they're running on fumes from an offensive standpoint. I mean, they've lost so many guys. So I think, you know, look, for them to get in the playoffs was incredible, but the Mets, to me, have the lineup and the talent to make a run at this thing, and it'll be interesting to see what happens today.
Do you think the Braves' hangover was an emotional one, too, because they lost that first game, they come back and win the second one, but you could see everyone was kind of rattled a little bit. It was such a crazy game, the first one of the doubleheader, and then they were the only road team that didn't win yesterday, Jeff.
I think they've been through so much, you know, just this whole year. I mean, it's like every other week, they're just waiting for the next person to go down, right? Everybody was, hey, if they can beat New York one of those games and go to San Diego, they have it set up with Chris Sale, Max Fried. Then, of course, Chris Sale doesn't pitch. And it's just been a domino effect. And I think at some point it takes its toll. And I think Max Fried will throw a good game tonight out there. I really do. My question is, can they score any runs to flip the scoreboard on the other side? So, look, it's intriguing this year. I said the Phillies were the best team I saw throughout the year. Now, I will tell you, the last 2-3 months, some of their pitching faded a little bit, but it'll be interesting. It's up for grabs. You know, Detroit Tigers, I sit here and laugh. You know, I'm going to be on with Brian Anderson on the Cleveland call. And, you know, a lot of people to me were, oh, obviously you'll be doing Cleveland-Houston. I watch this Tigers team, man, and they are young, they are talented, and they got the right guy in A.J. Hinch at the helm.
Yeah, Jeff, I was about to ask. I want to jump on that Tigers bandwagon. This seems like the story of the postseason, up 1-0 now in the Astros. Can they do this thing? I mean, are they going to be a dangerous team moving forward?
You know what's funny is one of my best friends is Chris Getz, who is the GM of the White Sox. Long year for him, I know. But he's from Michigan, from Detroit. And I've been joking with him. I'm like, dude, Detroit's on the rise, man. Last year, y'all got Michigan to win the national championship. The Lions are incredible right now. I was like, good for the city of Detroit, right? But look, they're playing great. They got a lot of young guys no one knows, but they're playing hard. You saw the arms come out of the bullpen yesterday. And obviously, Scooble's going to be the Cy Young in the American League. So, you know what? Right now, I'll tell you what, Baltimore and Houston better be careful today. If not, they could be sent home.
We will not talk about the Pistons. Jeff Francoeur is joining us. He's going to be
don't need to talk about that.
Not all of it. You're right, though. Michigan's having a moment. Analyst for TBS, of course. Pure Athlete is the company. It's a podcast platform. It's a resource, really, for parents, for athletes, anyone involved in youth sports to navigate what can be some really tricky waters. We'll get to that in a moment because Perloff and I, both parents here, Jeff, and we've got questions for you about being a sports parent. We've talked a lot about the grittier teams and maybe teams we weren't maybe expecting. The Yankees and the Dodgers, two teams we're definitely expecting, have major expectations on them this year. As far as Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani, what do you think the mindset is for both of these guys who have basically two guys who become the faces of baseball?
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, it's crazy to think how good Ohtani is, and this is going to be his first postseason game on Saturday out in L.A., and I'm excited to see him on the big stage. I think he's going to be incredible. What he's done for baseball, I mean, they're truly, you hear guys say it, there's nobody like him. You know, for them, though, the Dodgers, it's going to come down if they have any pitching. I mean, they're going to probably face a red-hot Padres team if the Padres beat the Braves, and I don't know, you know, that pitching is going to be a problem. I will tell you this for the Yankees, though. They are going in, I think, in a good spot. I mean, they got a complete team. You got Juan Soto sitting there. You got Gerrit Cole rested, ready, heel. I mean, they got a solid, solid ball club. And I think Weaver's really kind of solidified the back end of that bullpen. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I definitely think the Yankees, even from a pitching standpoint, are in a better spot than the Dodgers.
Do you think that how the Yankees perform in the postseason is directly correlated to whether or not Juan Soto will re-sign with them? Or do you think they could win the World Series and he could walk away?
I don't think there's a chance in heck that they win the World Series and can let Juan Soto go. I mean, I just don't know how you do it. Probably one of the most complete hitters in baseball. And what he's meant to that club. I know it's going to be a lot of the money and it's going to cost a lot. But at the end of the day, guys, we've said it 100 times. You're the New York Yankees. I don't care. Go spend the money. You will make it up somewhere else.
Jeff Francoeur joining us, of course, 12 years in the majors, gold glove, played with a bunch of teams, including obviously the Atlanta Braves, did their games for a long, long time now with TBS and with Pure Athlete. So it's a platform and a podcast that empowers parents, coaches, and the next generation of athletes to navigate the culture of youth sports. Jeff, you made it to the highest level. What's the biggest mistake that parents make when they are coaching or trying to support their children who are playing youth sports?
I think, guys, the first biggest thing people make is the lack of development at a young age. The ability to put winning at 8, 9, 10 years old over the development of a kid. David Pollack had one of the best quotes on our podcast. He said, until kids, a girl or guy goes through puberty, you really don't know what you're working with. Some go up 6 inches, some, and we can all tell stories, right? Of the kids in third, fourth grade that were the biggest, fastest. And by high school, they didn't even make the team, or they weren't significant on the team because they never grew. They never worked. And so we're just trying to get parents a better, you know, I have 4 kids, 11, 8, 6, and 3, and I'm coaching them all. I'm having a blast doing it. And look, do we work hard? Yes. Do we try to win? Absolutely. But at the same time, I want them to continue to enjoy playing sports, continue to develop. And one funny thing is all the athletes we've had on, phenomenal female athletes, phenomenal male coaches, they all have agreed on one thing. Give me multi-sport athletes. Yeah. Give me a multi-sport athlete because I know that they know what it means to work. They give their bodies rest. And I just see it from travel baseball. There's these kids that are 10, 11, 12 that are throwing 10 months out of the year. You cannot sustain that. I saw James Andrews, famous Dr. Andrews, last year at the playoffs, and he had started doing Tommy John and as young as 12 years old. That is ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Jeff, you were a multi-sport athlete, and I've read that you had scholarship offers for football. Do a sliding doors. What would have happened if Jeff Francoeur had pursued football instead of baseball?
I'd probably be walking with a gimp, and I wouldn't be enjoying the life. Look, I was committed to go to Clemson, and I was going to play football there. But, you know, baseball was a great opportunity for me. But I played them both all the way through. And I'll never forget, I had travel coaches, even scouts, telling my dad my junior year, you should just do Jeff with baseball. He's going to be a first rounder. And my dad's like, my son's having the time of his life playing high school football with his best friends. Ain't no way I'm taking that away from him. And I tell my kids that. My daughter loves softball. You know what I told her this fall? We're doing something else. She's got into tennis now, and she's really having fun doing it. And I'm like, don't limit yourself to one sport. Play them all, see what you like, and continue to develop.
Well, I'd say you could try again for that football career, but Dabba doesn't use the portal, Jeff, so I'm not sure how that would work out. of course. Jeff Francoeur, you can check out Pure Athlete.
He's actually joked with me, asking me to come back, and I know Dabba real well, and I said, I could hold extra points. That's about it.
They'll take it. Jeff Francoeur, of course, you can watch him on TBS. Pure Athlete, if you want some more information, they've had guests like Chipper Jones, Tony Dungy, Austin Eckler, Carly Lloyd, and so many more talking about their youth sports experiences at Pure Athlete Inc. on social media, and pureathleteinc.com is where you can find more information. Frenchie, thanks so much for the time. Have fun broadcasting these playoffs and enjoy it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Look forward to it.
Appreciate that. Jeff Francoeur, check him out on TBS, does a fantastic job.
Yeah, I mean, listen, for me, there was a different calculus with my kids. Jeff was a first-round pick in baseball and got a scholarship to Clemson. My kids are athletically inclined like me, so just making the team is a goal. But still, that is a good message. I totally agree. I hear these horror stories about young baseball players who are throwing their arms out. And it's almost like, is this really happening? And it sounds like it is.
Well, Dr. James Andrews doing a surgery on a kid who's 12 years old seems a little crazy. But at the same time, you know, I feel for parents because you get into, especially let's talk about the travel baseball stuff. You get into that travel baseball lifestyle and it's like, if your kid loves baseball, you want them to be able to play. Now you're traveling to tournaments. You're all over the country. You know, yeah. Bogish is doing updates for us, obviously, every day. His kid's into travel. It's travel baseball. It takes over your life.
Not only that, the money is nuts. It's not just the you're paying to play. And as you get better, it gets more expensive in baseball specifically, but soccer too. And then rich parents are hiring trainers. Like, right. You know, it is, there's so much money going into youth sports. And now you'll like this. There's a big trend of private equity getting the youth sports companies because it's such a gigantic field. And you know what that means. That means they're going to push this thing even further. That means more specialization, more highly paid trainers. It's going to be tough on kids who just, I think Jeff would say this, like, just go out there and play, have fun. I don't know if that's a message they're getting.
855-212-4227. Also, you know, we tend to do this about making everything about winning. You know, we're very much like that, especially with pro sports. It's all about winning. And you hear Michael Jordan and you hear about LeBron. It's all about rings and ring culture. And we chastise, you know, athletes like Charles Barkley. You know, you're great, but you never won. Dan Marino, you were great, but you never won. It's like your career gets reduced to that. Fran Kor's talking about development. It's really important. It's not, it is about winning, but like it's about getting better, having fun.
Yeah. I mean, LeBron used to be about winning.
Oh gosh.
Now he's about playing with his son.
Again, youth
Jordan
development.
Jordan was about winning. LeBron has got a lot going on.
Bronny is, they're doing youth development at the Laker level.
Jordan never went to LA to be a Hollywood producer.
No, he went to Birmingham though to play baseball. 855-212-4227.
Fair point.
Exactly the same. Okay, lots more to do, including there's been some predictions made on this show that I don't appreciate. I'm looking at you. The demise, the doom of one person's team. We'll get to that next. Don't move. Welcome.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, lots to get to, including this portion of the show brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com, not available in all states. Give you a little update on the Davante Adams saga, Perloff, from our pal Diana Rossini. This is from just about 30 minutes ago. The Jets and the Cowboys are among the many teams monitoring the Davante Adams situation. Both have checked in with the Raiders. She's told that Vegas is in no rush to make a move until a team reaches their asking price, but Adams wants out ASAP. It looks like the asking price is going to be a second rounder. I don't think they're going to get that.
No, I don't think so either, because of the money and the age. He turns 32 in December. Random thing about the Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb and Davante Adams are basically the same person. I wonder...
They could use two CDs.
Yeah, I think they could, because Dak has no... It's a. I mean, if they can get him, that is a huge win. But I wonder, like, neither of them is quite a burner. I don't think it matters exactly. I mean, CeeDee Lamb could beat you long. I don't think Davante Adams can anymore. They seem even more desperate than the Jets, because the Jets can win with defense. The Cowboys are not... with DeMarcus Lawrence out and Micah Parsons possibly out, they're not winning with defense.
I got to tell you, it would change the whole Cowboys season. It would change the whole vibe, everything about the all-in, all-out. You know, you paid Dak Prescott all this money, but what did you do in the offseason? You get Davante Adams. I think even your most, you know, jaded Cowboy fan would have to be excited about that.
Well, but if there was any running back available, I mean, they are not – their running backs are not doing the job. If you could get a time machine and give me Derrick Henry there, well, maybe this is
Gary said they couldn't afford him.
So is Davante Adams the makeup move?
Like a makeup call?
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't afford $8 million for Derrick Henry, but they can afford $17 million for Davante Adams midseason. That is a makeup call. That's a makeup franchise acquisition.
Bogish is here. Now, we just talked to Jeff Francoeur in the last segment, and he was talking about youth sports and making sure your kids play multiple sports. My kid's a little bit too young right now. Perloff's daughters are a little more into theater and music. And
No. I have one who just quit swimming and is going to volleyball. So there you go.
Oh, there you go.
Quit swimming?
Oh, yeah.
That's it? The pools are done?
Swimming is brutal. And thank God she did it. Swimming is the hardest youth sport there is. I mean, she had to go like swim 60 miles a day, 5 days a week. It was insane.
Volleyball's loud, though. Get ready for that.
Yes, I know. We've already broken half the things in our apartment.
Oh, no, the actual games in the gym, the screaming and the whistles, it's a lot.
Oh, do your daughter play volleyball?
No. I've covered some volleyball games, high school and college, and it's a lot for the senses.
That's so funny. So have you, Maggie. You've been a Big Ten volleyball.
Yeah, I mean, I've called some NCAA tournament games, but not any more than basketball. You found it was louder?
Yes. Maybe because the game, it's... When I'm in a high school gym or a college gym that's not Big Ten or whatever, like, it's not full, so the game itself is loud. But they're constantly yelling to each other in communication.
Yeah.
Sneakers squeaking, there's a whistle all the time. Every point is cheered by the bench. Volleyball was very high energy for me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What did you think about Francoeur saying? Because you're right in this right now. You're in the thick of the youth sports thing.
Yeah, and I think diversification is very important. You simply can't do the same thing, even if you love it, because eventually you're not going to love it.
But what about the idea? It's tough though, because you play these youth baseball, travel baseball. It takes up so much time. How do you have time to do another sport?
Because you don't do it. You pick a time. Like right now is a time where a lot of people don't play travel baseball. They play football, soccer, something else, just to take a break.
So, and your son doesn't play soccer? Is he the only kid under 14 in America not playing soccer right now?
I mean, he does not play organized soccer. No, he does not do that.
Can I tell you the biggest fraud in America is soccer lessons for kids who are like 4? I've paid for it.
That's daycare.
It's
Soccer Stars? Yeah, no, I love that.
We didn't even get the free t-shirt. I'm like, what did I pay for?
No, that's daycare. They just sort of...
Daycare that I'm at.
It's for pictures. It's for the gram. A little kid's running around, tripping over the ball.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It's a rip.
Wait, are you sitting there saying, like, I don't like the way you're spacing the field, coach?
It's just like, yeah. I'm like, you sure you want to do a 3-3-2? I don't think so. Not with this lack of athleticism.
Poor Lucas.
Meanwhile, some 4-year-old just runs up the ball, tries to kick it, and trips over. You're like, Maggie's like, stinks. No,
my kid's dribbling the ball out into, like, the weeds, basically. I'm like, yeah, he's learning a lot here. Here's my $255. Anyway, Bogish, what else is going on today?
In the last two postseasons, the Game 1 winner has won all 8 wild card series. Only once did they even get to a Game 3. So great news for the Tigers, Royals, Mets, and Padres in Milwaukee. Those Mets pressured the Brewer bullpen like an enlarged prostate pressures the bladder, scoring 5 times in the 5th, flipping that game in their favor. Mets sophomore third baseman Mark Vientos had the tie-breaking 2-run single.
I'm going to be honest with you. Walking into the clubhouse today, I was really nervous, really nervous. Felt the nerves of the first playoff game. Honestly, I'm glad I got the first one out of the way and I did my thing, and I helped the team win as much as I can.
Neither team did anything on offense after the top of the 5th, with Met pitchers retiring the last 15 batters they faced. The 8-4 final makes the Brewers the first team ever to lose 4 straight playoff games despite leading by 2-plus runs in each. The Braves were behind almost immediately in San Diego. Luis Arraez singled. Fernando Tatis Jr. went deep to start the bottom of the 1st. And then Michael King K'd 12 Braves over 7 shutout innings, leading to a 4-0 win. All 4 series back on the field today, starting with Game 2 in Houston. The Tigers going for the sweep there at 2:30 Eastern. The Lynx beat the Sun 77-70 to level their WNBA semifinal at a game apiece, something the Aces could not do, losing at the Liberty 88-84. Sabrina Ionescu scoring 24. Guys, back to you.
Bogish, thank you very much. Do you think Devontae Adams gets traded before the end of the week, Pearl? It's escalating as he wants out ASAP.
I don't, because I think the Raiders, as you said in the Diana Rossini report, want that full second-round pick plus. So maybe a 2nd and 4th, 2nd and a player. I just don't see that happening because of age and money.
Okay, I get it. But what do you do now? You've got a game coming up in a couple days.
Yeah. If you're the Raiders, you sit him.
And you just keep going with this hamstring nonsense?
I guess
so. It appears to be nonsense?
I don't think you can put him out on the field anymore. Because,
well, this is going to get super awkward.
Yeah, but this happened before.
Just keep him away from the team.
This happened in the NFL. I feel like there's a playbook for this kind of thing.
Here's another question. What if they keep winning? They just beat the Browns. No, I know. I know they're not a good team.
Bring him back?
Well, is there a point where maybe he's like, all right, I'll play?
I don't think so.
You're at Denver, then Pittsburgh, at the Rams before you get to Kansas City. And then Cincinnati. That's going to be tough.
I don't see it happening. I mean, honestly, even if they're winning, I don't think they bring them back. I think this is done. And besides, if they're winning, I think their expectations are reasonable here. I think they're looking at the draft. I think they're watching these quarterbacks very, very closely right now. For some reason, I don't know why they didn't try and draft Michael Penix. I still don't understand that at all.
Remember they
unless they thought
Glazer said it was too rich, right? They would not do it.
Well, and I wonder if when they were planning everything, they sat at 13 in the draft and all the quarterbacks were gone. I think maybe they thought somebody was going to fall through. I haven't seen them officially comment and say, you know, we definitely didn't want a quarterback.
If you want to go vote at Maggie and Pearl, who is the greatest hustle player of all time? That was our great debate today. Right now, Pete Rose winning. Dustin Pedroia coming in 2nd, Bogish. Rudy Rudiger. I'm sorry, it's Rodman coming in 2nd.
What?
Pedroia's 3rd. Pedroia's 4th. I can't read this
chart.
Check
your prostate.
Rudy is 3rd. Thank you, DJ. Thanks, Nico. Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, the Weedos, the Coffee Drinkers.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.